Hello, I'm Gary Roby. Welcome to this call to worship as we look at the Good Shepherd. Heavenly Father, thank you for being our good shepherd. You've given us the wonderful and very appropriate comparison to sheep. We need a shepherd who will love us, guide us, lead us to green pastures as part of meeting our needs. And Lord, you know that many of us are going through troubled waters. Please, Lord, lead us beside the still waters and restore our souls. As the music and your word are shared this hour, help us to hear what we need to hear, Lord, and that your Holy Spirit might give those words and that music, give it life in our hearts and our lives. Thank you for this time of worship and praise.
Morning. Shepherd, he meets all my needs. And when in the valley of deepest despair, I look to the shepherd, his presence is there.
This is your call to worship.
Green.
Thank you very much for listening to this call to worship. I want to thank those of you who have written to us, sent a message to us from our website, or have stopped by our Facebook page. We sincerely appreciate your prayer support and your donations to this ministry as you're led. If Call to Worship is a blessing to you, please consider a donation to help keep this on your local station. Your tax-deductible gift can be sent to Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Again, that address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. You'll find us online at www.calltoworship.us. Our website allows you to conveniently and safely make a contribution. If you miss a portion of today's program, by the way, you're able to listen to this program as well as past programs right there on our website. That address is calltoworship.us.
Gentle Shepherd, come and lead us, for we need you to help us find our way. Gentle Shepherd, come and feed us, for we need your strength from day to day. There's no
are bombarded by beckoning voices and our world is polluted with sound. Lord, let us hear you. In a land dissected and muddled by mazes of roads and never-ending highways, Lord, help us find your way. In a world of easy promises, empty guarantees, and quick-claim insurance policies, give us the security of your hand, Lord Jesus. At a time when we are confused by conflicting authorities that would tell us how to manage our marriages, our finances, and our children. Oh, Lord Jesus, show us your way. As we walk the tight ropes of parenthood in these explosive days, training our little ones to live in a world for which there are no precedents, Lord, we just need you in all things, gentle shepherd. Help us find the way.
There's no gentle shepherd.
This is a call to worship.
Father, always near, I wait for you here, resting in the love that vanquishes fear, waiting not a care, silence everywhere, yet here in my heart a still small voice bids me.
Indeed, We can follow our God. Our God is the Good Shepherd, the Chief Shepherd, the Great Shepherd. He knows His sheep, and they know Him. His sheep hear His voice, and they follow Him. He gives them eternal life, and they will never perish. Neither can or will anyone snatch them out of His strong hand. If you're a Christian, then He is your shepherd. And because the Lord is your shepherd, you will have all that you need. He will provide you with rest and the peace that passes all understanding. He will renew your strength and guide you along the right paths, bringing honor to His name. Even when you walk through the darkest valley, you don't need to be afraid, because He's close beside you, and He will never leave you nor forsake you. The psalmist David knew how precious this whole concept of the Lord as our shepherd and we as His sheep. In Psalm 23, a chapter familiar to most of us, a psalm of David, "The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me along right paths, bringing honor to His name. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid. For You, O Lord, are close beside me. Your rod and Your staff protect and comfort me." Isaiah the prophet proclaimed, "Yes, the sovereign Lord is coming in power. He will rule with a powerful arm. See, He brings His reward with Him as He comes. He will feed His flock like a shepherd. He will carry the lambs in His arms, holding them close to His heart. He will gently lead the mother sheep with their young." And in Isaiah 53, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on Him the iniquity of us all." In Matthew chapter 9, Jesus traveled throughout all the towns and villages of that area, teaching in the synagogues and announcing the good news about the kingdom. And He healed every kind of disease and illness. When He saw the crowds, He had compassion on them because they were confused and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. And in Matthew 25, Jesus continues, "All the nations will be gathered in His presence, and He will separate the people as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will place the sheep at His right hand and the goats at His left. Then the King will say to those on His right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you fed me. I was thirsty, and you gave me a drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me into your home. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you cared for me. I was in prison, and you visited me.' Then these righteous ones will reply, 'Lord, when did we ever see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink, or a stranger and show you hospitality, or naked and give you clothing? When did we ever see you sick or in prison and visit you?' And the King will say, 'I tell you the truth, when you did it to one of the least of these my brothers and sisters, you were doing it to me.'" John chapter 10, "But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep." Several verses later, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep." Then in verse 12, "But he that is an hireling and is not the shepherd, whose own sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep." Verse 14, "I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and am known of mine." Verse 16, "And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd." Later in John 10, towards the end of the chapter, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. Later, the Apostle Paul in Hebrews 13, O Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep. And in 1 Peter, you were like sheep going astray, but now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. So says 1 Peter 5:4. Are you ready for that day, my friend? To see your shepherd, the shepherd of your soul? If you would like to know Jesus as your shepherd, to accept him as your Lord and Savior, then here's a simple prayer to help. Dear Lord, I am a sinner. Please forgive me of my sins. I believe that Jesus died on the cross because of my sin and then rose again. I ask you to come into my life and save me from the penalty of sin. I accept you as the Lord of my life. Thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you just prayed that prayer with me, then the Lord is your shepherd. He will guide you as you look for other Christians. Find a local church and grow in your relationship as one of his sheep.
Sometimes when you're in the valley, all of your burdens you carry alone. Oh, but I know when you need me, call, I'll be there, longing to prove how much I care.
This is your call to worship and praise.
His strength is perfect, so I can do all things.
Call to worship today has focused on the Great Shepherd. Thank you for joining us. It's my prayer that this program is valuable to you and life-changing. Thank you for your letters and your financial support as you are led. That helps keep Call to Worship on your local station. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon 97504. That address again is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon 97504. You're invited to stop by our Facebook page and, of course, visit our website anytime at www.calltoworship.us. You can make a tax-deductible contribution to this ministry right there on the website. You can listen to programs there and find other valuable information, including a list of the songs that you heard on today's program. That's calltoworship.us. Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Media Ministries of Medford, Oregon. And now may the God of peace, who brought up from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, and ratified an eternal covenant with his blood, may he equip you with all you need for doing his will. May he produce in you, through the power of Jesus Christ, every good thing that is pleasing to him. All glory to him forever and ever. Amen.